Well, what about some stories while you've been teaching here at NTSU? Anything come to mind that students or events that have happened? Or?
Well, I have one or two things in class. I prided myself on attempting to make students think. And a long time ago, we got students from Seward Air Force Base, and we got a chaplain in class, and he was a wonderful man, had a good sense of humor. So I got up and said something about what they were doing in Argentina. He said, wait just a minute. He said, have you ever been to Argentina? I said, no. He turned to the class, he said, now that's what's wrong with higher education. He's up there talking about what's going on in Argentina, and he's never been to Argentina. I said, well, you talk about what goes on in heaven all the time. Have you ever been there? That he had a, as I say, he had a wonderful sense of humor. And we all got a big laugh out of that. There are so many interesting things. If I had students to arouse my memory, I could remember what happened. I don't have that, so it's a little difficult to remember a lot. We had faculty. There were periods when faculty would only come in for 1 year. They were recent graduates of universities, and they were looking for higher offices, but they wanted to make a little money and make contact. So we would get them. We got some great teachers that way, but they left us. They all left us. We have now, I'd say, the strongest faculty in this department that I've ever known. We have a wonderful faculty here now. They're everyone just outstanding people. We have the nation's outstanding teacher, and Terry Weeks. He was decorated by two presidents, Ronald Reagan and Bush. And he's quite an addition to our faculty.
Well, just on a personal note, I know you taught my father, Robert Belcher, Bobby Belcher, and I know when I was in school getting some of my postgraduate work, I had a couple of courses You always had a unique personality and great fun in the classroom. You want to tell us any classroom experiences you might
have?
Well,
it's been 3 years since I've been in a classroom, and I just can't remember specific experiences.
I know when I had you for class downstairs, you probably don't remember this, but you were in the front of the room, and we were in the class, and all of a sudden, everybody looked up and said, move, Dr. Womack, move. And you jumped up and ran toward us, and we all went to the back. And the ceiling caved in, and hot water poured down.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, we had to call and get help and vacate. Yeah. It was the hottest, steamiest water just coming out. But it did. If we had not screamed and told you to move, it would have poured
scalded.
Down. Uh-huh. And then you came back, and you said you stayed at what was called the...
Moffitt Hall.
When you came back in the trailer...
Trailer Town.
Tell us about Trailer Town.
Well, Trailer Town was some used Army trailer, and the only married couple with children could live in them. Of course, they would not have fit in a dormitory. So it was right a good existence. We self-contained, had a kitchen and all that. And again, it was a wonderful neighborly experience. Everybody helped everybody else. And finally, after we'd been in the trailer maybe a year or a year and a half, they brought in some old Army barracks, and we thought we'd move to Fifth Avenue. It just wonderful. So we moved into them and stayed there until I graduated.
Now, when you say Army barracks, what did they look like? Are they those rounded?
No.
What did they look like?
They just look like, you see them on the TV shows. They're just houses where they could put bunks on each side of the aisle, and house a lot of people. The ones we had were divided into three. Each one of us got a third, but they gave us a stove, and of course we had bathroom facilities, and it was a good setup, good deal.
Now, where were they located on campus?
Right in front of where the science building is now, right in there.
So now, when you finished your undergraduate degree here at MTSU, you mentioned that you went off to Peabody to get your master's and PhD. Where did you live then?
Army barracks.
Oh, you still did?
Yeah, we did. We didn't progress any. But we were very lucky to get that, because otherwise probably could not have afforded to go. But they gave us those Army barracks for one, I guess maybe a token, $25 a month or something like that.